just couldn't be. And only a fool would say that. Anybody on the street has murdered.
A square. I love to see.
Good morning. This is Emily.
This is Logan.
Joined by a very special guest.
Hi.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah, we have a very special set list for you today, and it has a theme. Should we announce it, or should we?
That's a good question.
Well, you just heard Only a Fool Would Say That by Steely Dan, followed by Fool by Frankie Kontos.
Take a guess as to what the theme is.
Yeah, so we had a vision. We really did have a vision to play songs about fools or being deceived in some way by some other. Or, yeah.
Yes, or like songs that like talk about what it feels like to be fooled.
Exactly.
Or like people anguishing over being fooled.
Yeah. Exactly. So yeah, so we'll see how it goes. But let's get back to it for now.
Day after day, alone on a hill. The man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well, on the way, head in a cloud, the man of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud, but nobody ever hears him or the sound he appears to make. And he never seems to notice, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning shows his feelings, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Oh, see the world spinning round. Oh.
Haven't got the guts to call him up. Walk around as if you never cared in the first place. But if you never call, you'll end up stuck without another chance to tell him off right to his face. And even though barely know each other, it still hurts watching him fade away, watching him fade away, watching him fade away, watching him fade away. I know you never meant to put him down, and even if you did, he sure deserved it. The thought of him no longer being around, well, sure it would be sad, but not really different. And even though you barely know each other, it still hurts watching him fade away, watching him fade away, watching it fade away, watching it fade away.
Okay. You heard many songs just now. The Fool on the Hill, Watching Him Fade Away, So Good at Being in Trouble. And somehow, in thinking of what to say, we started talking about what it means, what aesthetic means, and what it means to have a good aesthetic, and whether that's something that we think about and value.
Yeah, I was saying that I think people care more about aesthetic than they would like to admit, which is not a bad thing, because one's aesthetic is just like their conscious manifestation of how they want to present themselves. You know, it's like a conscious decision. For some people, it's like a conscious decision one makes to think, okay, I want to present myself in XYZ way, and I want you to perceive me in XYZ way.
Mm-hmm.
And so, caring about aesthetic or your own aesthetic or someone else's aesthetic is not necessarily a bad thing.
I think that is what you were saying, and I agree. For some reason, I feel like the word aesthetic has a bad rep. But of course we all care about how we're perceived and want to
mm-hmm.
have a good perception of ourselves.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Right. What else would we think about in life?
Do you have so we were just talking about the aesthetic that we wanted to embody upon coming to college. What's your 2.0 aesthetic?
My 2.0.
Like starting next year, you know?
Oh, starting next year? Oh my gosh.
In the real world.
Well, my whole thing is I'm really romanticizing this image of being in my 20s and being free and saying yes to everything and going on these adventures and really living my life to the fullest while I still can before settling down. Like, I really don't want to settle. I want to move and try new things. I'm repeating, but I think that's my vision for next year. And maybe it won't happen next year, but in my 20s, I hope to get there.
Yeah.
And really do all the things.
Same.
What about you?
I think similar. I think my fear is that, career or school will get in the way of something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
but you see, that's it's sort of in your control still.
Totally is. And it's
to an extent.
Yeah, it's like a conscious decision I can make.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I feel like we're all sort of facing that decision one way or other, all have an urge to do something crazy, mm-hmm. go travel, you know? Cause when you watch those TikToks and everyone's
yeah.
You know, so old people, what would you do in your 20s yeah. if you were to do it over? What advice would you give to 20-year-olds?
I think especially immediately post-grad when we have this empty space before starting a job that we need to fill. And in thinking about that, but it extends.
Yeah. I tried to weave in the theme to what we were talking about. I can't.
Hopefully I don't become a fool.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, with that, let's get back to it.
Thank you. Skies are drifting, not living forever. Junker heart is junk in my mind. So hard to leave you all alone. We get so drunk that we can hardly see. What use is that to you or me, baby? See, I know this nothing makes you shatter. You're a lover of the wild and a joker of the heart. And are you mine? I wanna make you happy. I wanna make you feel alive. Let me make you happy. I wanna make you feel alive at night. I wanna make you happy. You a good girl tonight. Hey. You seem to be sunk, but life is no race. When I'm not happy, I'm in disgrace. So I spend time kissing on you.
You just heard, what was the last time we talked? Well, you heard Junk of the Heart by the Kooks, Come Back to Earth by Mac Miller. What else did they hear? Nobody Knows You Well.
So Good at Being in Trouble, or was that the last one?
So Good at Being in Trouble, and Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out. Acoustic Live, Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton.
But we are coming in right now for a PSA.
We know what you might be thinking. I have no plans for Friday, March 3rd, 2023. What could I possibly do? Well, you're in luck. You can see your favorite local Tufts bands live on stage at 51 Winthrop. Get ready to listen to the groovy tunes of Roman Barton Sherman. He's really good. He goes to NEC. Chowder, Systemic Flow, also really good. Plum Island and Toolbox. I mean, all the bands are really good, but I'm just giving special shout-outs.
Going off script here.
This is a students-only event. So if you're a jumbo, feel free to stop on by. Don't spend your Friday night alone. Come to 51 Winthrop at 7:30 on Friday, March 3rd, and get ready to rock. Be there or be square.
Yeah. Wow, that was a great reading.
You like my delivery?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks. Okay, well, let's get back to the music for a bit, and we'll come back and discuss conversation.
Or, yeah, how to carry conversation.
How to converse 101.
When you have crippling social anxiety like myself.
Yeah. This is what we've been discussing while the music plays. Okay, here we go.
Thank you. problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Ooh, slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. She said, it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me. And I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee. Out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free.
All right.
You just heard 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover by Paul Simon. And, oh, before that was Cold, Cold Man by Saint Motel. And these songs sort of fit the Fool theme more so in what they say.
So, well, you know Cold, Cold Man, so how's Cold, Cold Man related to being
honestly,
fools?
That one I put in because of the title, Cold, mm-hmm. Cold Man.
Mm.
So if you're cold, you're probably going to deceive someone. Maybe.
Trying to deceive someone,
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe being cold is really different, actually, from actively trying to deceive one. Because maybe you just don't know how to emit warmth.
Yeah, that's really sad.
Honestly, like, the Fool in the set list, I mean, the theme in the set list is a little, was a little sad.
Yeah, it is a little poignant. I mean, the second song, 50 Ways to Live Your Lover, the logic with that was that one way in which, or one reason why you would leave your lover is because you've been fooled. And I feel like among the many reasons one could leave their lover, being fooled is definitely among the most common.
Right. So is that synonymous with being lied to?
Yeah.
Being fooled.
Yeah, being
sort of.
Yeah, yeah. Or like being like manipulated
in yeah.
some way.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty dark.
So true. Yeah, wow. Well, in talking about what the songs say, Logan and I were talking about what we say in conversation and sort of how much space we take up in the conversations that we have.
Especially the people that we're not like super comfortable with or we don't know super well. It's like, what conversational techniques do you use to carry on the conversation and make it seem natural?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if everyone thinks about that.
Yeah, I don't think so. I almost know so. But I think what I was saying is that we both are very like self-aware people and aware of how much space we're taking up, which is a good thing to, I think, to a fault at times.
Right.
Though.
I wonder if there's, so we were talking about how like there are usually two techniques to like carrying a conversation. One is asking the other person a question. I mean, this came from a TikTok, obviously. One is, a TikTok that Emily sent me.
Uh-huh.
One is asking the other person a question. The other is like making some declarative statement and hoping that the other person will respond to it. I wonder if there's another, like a third.
I mean, like, I think technique. The third is just talking about yourself and hoping that people will be interested. Like, it's not a declarative statement. You're just talking.
Just rambling.
Yeah, but I did like that idea. They called it a doorknob in conversation, where you will plant this doorknob of an opinion that you have and hope that they'll sort of open the door and latch onto it almost and either disagree or agree, but that in some way will open up kind of a line of conversation.
Yeah. I mean,
which I think is interesting.
It's important to talk to someone who is open to opening doors. You know?
Definitely. So true. Yeah. Okay. Well, with that, let's play some more music.
Surprises. One, two, three, four. Eyes flutter open like glass or love potions. There's nothing fake to our embrace. Friend, and I don't regret it. Regret it. I'm in love with my best friend. I hope she don't notice.
And a nigga was out for coffee. Inadequate like my window, the Grammys is way too lofty. And I could stay here forever, I could die here. I don't have to try here. Can I get my two sugars, please? Jesus made an album, I'm still waiting in a line for cream. She dreaming Technicolor, look black and white. Opportunity knocking, a nigga just got her nails. No skeletons in my closet, gonna open the door when Yale come. They ain't gonna wanna see my silhouette rap. Me fucking cognac, my smelling all black. Mississippi vagabond, granny gon' turn up in her grave and say my granny really was a slave for this. All your incomplete similes and pages ripped, you know they whipped us niggas. How you afraid to rap and you up to heaven after so we can freedom now? Ain't no ocean floor when you can be a Yeezus now.
Don't feel the light that dwells.
Moments and cloudy days on my snap. Mysterious aberration illuminated the trap. My telephone calcation synonymous with the sunrise. Mountains against the foreground forever, me coming back. I ain't gonna cry the last time I leave my Chicago. 24 in LA, Mojo teaching me how to drive. Whole world inside my rear view, that's feeling me so alive. That's feeling me so alive, enjoy the joy ride. Opportunity knocking, it's finally time to answer. The doorbell was only broken cause auntie was fighting cancer. And cigarettes on my mantle, keep calling me by my first name. Loving me when I'm lonely, pretending they really know me.
Don't feel the light that dwells deep within.
Deep down below, no beg your pardon.
right. That was Reality Check by No Name, featuring Aaron Allen Kane, which I didn't realize. And before that, you heard... What did you hear? You heard... What'd they hear?
I totally forgot.
You heard some good... Oh, No Surprises by Radiohead and Regret by Juniper. Yeah, so thanks everyone for listening. Again, this is Emily.
This is Logan.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Freeform Tufts Radio.
Yeah, and I just want to say thank you, Emily, for having me on your
show. Thanks for coming on.
I had a great time.
It was a blast. All right. See you next week.
She does. Ooh, she does. Yes, she does. And if somebody loved me like she do me, ooh, she do me. Yes, she does. First time. Should find the time to speak.
couldn't speak to me. I'd never keep you from your final destiny. So carry on into the quiet. I am bound. What you have lost, I've never found. I lost my nerve, yet peace surrounds. So carry on.